Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the coach of the Newton girls basketball team, Jake Bennett. And Newton girls fall here, second straight loss of the week, but a much better performance as they fall to Pella here tonight. And the final was 75-47. Coach, just your thoughts on the game that transpired here at home.
Yeah, you know, we knew Pella was going to come out and kind of press us a little bit, so that's one of the things we know. Over break, we got to work on a little bit more. We haven't really seen press a whole lot up to this point. DCG and Pella were kind of the first two. So hopefully, you know, as we kind of play more games, get more game reps with that, we'll get a little bit more consistent about breaking the press. Second quarter kind of got us a little bit out of the way, but first quarter we were right there, and then, you know, second quarter they kind of took off, and just getting, you know, the gap was still a little too wide for us to recover for the rest of the game. So, you know, that's definitely one thing we'll have to work on.
Yeah, it was 15-11 after the first quarter. You trailed in 36-17 in that second quarter. You played the third quarter pretty even, 18 points for them, 16 for you. It was 54-33 going into the final frame. Again, ends up 75-47. But I think you would have to give your team a little bit of confidence, you know, being able to play even with, you know, the 10th-ranked team supposedly coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our conference is super tough. We're not going to get any easy games in the Little Hawkeye Conference. You know, Oskie's up and ranked this year. Pella Christian's ranked in 2A. So, you know, we just have to be able to replicate that a little bit in practice and just know, it, like, going into games that those situations are going to come. It's going to be intense, and we've got to be able to be consistent for an entire game instead of just one or two quarters.
You got a lot of younger players. At one point, you had three freshmen, one sophomore, and a senior on the court there late in the game.
Yeah, and, you know, these girls are kind of stepping in those situations. Our third quarter, Ronnie said third quarter was pretty even, 18-16. You know, at the end of the third quarter, we got in a little bit of foul trouble there. We had our main post kind of out. So, you know, Addie Sibula going in, Cameron Klein, and I think Sophia Cody were all in at the same time. And they were able to, you know, move the ball well, play defense well, and, you know, make some shots, make some things happen along with the rest of their teammates as well. So for them to be able to just step in those situations, one, it's good experience for them right now as freshmen to get these kind of varsity reps as we go. And then it allowed kind of our players to, you know, rest with foul trouble and then, you know, use them later in the game. So, you know, we're going to need them all year, and it's good to just be able to see them stepping into those games.
Yeah, I thought, you know, Tuesday, we're running a lot of positives at the Dallas Center Grimes game. I thought Sibula came in and did a good job late in that game.
Yeah, absolutely. She's doing a good job of, you know, just being aggressive. I think those opportunities are coming from, you know, her being aggressive, but also the group that she's in. They're allowing, you know, drive to the middle and getting dump offs to her and finding her in the paint. So, you know, her teammates, when she's in, are doing a good job of feeding her the ball, too.
Alex Ronnie had a big night against Pella, 13 points. She's one of the seniors here. Talk a little bit about what she means to the team and her leadership she provides.
Yeah, her and the rest of the seniors do a really good job of, you know, being able to empower the rest of the team and lead by example, and she's a very athletic person. So to have her to be able to go in there and kind of make some things happen, but also her teammates, again, kind of like Addie, her teammates were, you know, getting middle and allowing those driving lanes to open up for her and, you know, getting tips defensively, turnovers, that sort of thing, and then getting it out on the press for her to be able to drive in. So she ended up being in the right positions to make some plays, and she executed on those, and now, you know, our other girls will be able to do the same thing. So we're proud of her for taking advantage of those times this game.
Yeah, she hit a couple threes. Yeah, Evie Main hit a couple threes. That was nice. Sophia Cody had a three as well. And that's something you haven't really hit a lot of lately.
Yeah, and also this game, too. We didn't get a ton of our shots to fall as well. Yeah. So, it was a 27-point game. I felt like it was closer to about a 15-point game if we make a few of those shots to go to. And, you know, that second quarter, we really didn't really hit anything. All our points were pretty much inside. So, you know, I think if some of those shots fall, we were getting open looks. Our offense was working. We just weren't knocking them down. That game feels like it's a lot closer. And, you know, different things could happen. One thing leads to another. So, you know, in the future, we just got to be able to knock down some shots. And, again, hopefully getting some game reps against top-quality opponents will help with that.
So you got the Christmas break coming up. Kind of your thoughts on what you're going to do with the team during that time off before you get to going again in January?
Yeah, I'll get some much-needed rest. They've been working hard. And then,
Like kind of like I said, we'll definitely work on some press break. We have the scrimmage lined up over break as well, and then we'll get in and kind of just clean some stuff up and maybe add a few things here and there. But, you know, excited for the girls to be able to come out the second half of the year. And, you know, we're in a good spot. We're 4-3 right now, and, you know, our girls are doing a great job. I think at this point last year and, you know, a little bit after break, we were 2-11.
Yeah.
So it feels good for the girls to be able to go in and say, hey, right now we have a winning record. There's nothing to put, hang your head on. Like, we're doing good things. You just got to stick to it and, you know, put complete games together as we get down the stretch here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they have some positives to look at when they look back on these games. Now, Des Moines Hoover, and then are they looking forward to playing at Wells Fargo again?
Yeah, that's always a fun game. It's good for our girls to be able to get on the court and just have that environment there. So that'll be fun, and we're kind of looking forward to both of those games coming up.
Yeah, that's Wells Fargo would be against Knoxville, and I think both the boys and you guys swept last year, right?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
So try and make it 2 in a row. You feel a little pressure there?
No, not pressure. We'll go in. Like I said, we won't take any team for granted. So we'll just go in and try to play the best basketball we can. And, you know, with the results, kind of be up to that.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us. And best of luck. Enjoy your Christmas break.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, Jake Bennett, coach of the Newton girls basketball team.